No, not unless it be the sewage line or water line goes in under.
No, I don't think it.
That little strip, that goes between them.
No, that's just a decoration for the sidewalk.
Okay, all right. I have a definite name for that. I would, when I was a child, we called it the grass plot.
Grass plot.
Grass plot. But I spoke to a woman recently who was born and raised in Augusta, and they had a sidewalk, and they had that same strip right in front of their house. She said she never had a word for it.
Yeah.
That's all right, they just decorate. They keep it mold for you.
Okay. When you're out in level country, what would you call a ditch beside a graded road?
That'd be a water line, I guess, for the drain road.
We always called it a ditch, though.
Just call it a ditch.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
No special kind of ditch, just a ditch. All right. Well, how would you refer to just a worthless dog that doesn't do anything except hang around and eat?
No, can't.
Okay. Say that again for me.
No, can't.
Ever refer to it any other way?
No, I don't think that I have.
Okay. What about a name for a gentle sound made by our horses at feeding time?
Quicker.
Knicker.
Knicker.
Uh-huh, knicker.
Quicker, we call them quicker.
Knicker for their food.
Okay. I've got both those words down here. All I have to do is circle them. All right. Well, which of the two, quicker and knicker, which one do you think you'd be more likely to say?
Quicker.
Okay.
I've had to quicker me for so many times to come feed them.
What do you call a bone from a chicken, you know, shaped like that, that children like to have?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone, okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover?
What second growth?
Second growth. After you cut it once, you know, and it grows back.
Second cut.
Okay, that's right down here. What do you call bread and loaves made of white flour?
Loaf bread, that's the way we speak it.
You ever call it anything else?
Light bread, you used to call it light bread.
Yeah, when I was a child, we all, always referred to it as light bread.
Yeah, light bread, that's where it first came out, that's what we all called it, you see.
You would consider light bread to be the older term,
yeah.
Older than loaf bread.
That's right.
Okay. Bread made of cornmeal.
Cornbread.
Anything else?
Corn dodger.
All right, now what's the difference between cornbread and corn dodgers?
Oh, good.
You're the cook. You tell me, what's the difference?
Well, you used to call it corn dodger when we baked it on the hearth, you know, in the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
You know, just bake it down on the hearth before it had cooked. Doing that,
uh-huh.
And called it corn dodger then.
But now when you...
Now it's cornbread when you cook it in the pan and the stove.
Okay. Oh, does it have an egg in it?
No, not the corn dodger did.
No egg. What about cornbread?
Yeah, a lot of times put it in it now.
All right. Now, my next question is cornbread made in ashes.
Well, that's what I give you first. You know, that was a corn dodger made in ashes.
Okay. Now, soft, mushy cornbread served with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.